Operation Shutdown. As government offices shut their doors and government workers continue to work despite no paychecks for weeks, the U.S. government shutdown marches on. If ever there was an opportunity to show the sharp divisions between workers and the wealthy elites, here it is. Many federal workers fancy themselves as middle class. But if someone is one paycheck away from disaster, he or she is actually working class. The high end, perhaps, but still working class. The present cabinet is composed of men who are among the wealthiest in history. Remember former Exxon CEO Rex Tillerson, who briefly warmed the seat of Secretary of State? He led Exxon during its most lucrative era in modern history. In mid-2014, ExxonMobil had a market value of over $422 billion. Do you think men like this know about rent, groceries, or gas prices? Do you think Trump does? The truth is, they live in mostly different worlds. Federal workers are pawns on the chessboard of life. They work for the government, yes, but the present government doesn't work for them. They are ultimately expendable. The rich have purchased their government, and it works for them. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.